Welcome back, you guys. Today, well, actually this month, I was hoping to make all about sort of like luck, you know, good luck, St. Patty's Day, lucky girl syndrome type theme, and I'm still going to try to do that, but I'm kind of in a bit of a roadblock as I am suddenly realizing I need to sort of switch my niche up yet again. I know. But here's the thing. I've noticed that I'm not niched down enough. I was told by my own personal coach that being an ultimate dream coach was niched down enough, and I'm realizing that that is not true. The category is still way too broad, and I'm like, okay, so I'm an ultimate dream coach, which means what? Like, what is my mission, right? And so basically, I have come to the conclusion after much thinking and going back and forth, I realized, who are the biggest dreamers in the world? Because there is definitely a target for dreamers. It's not just everyone. Everyone has a dream, sort of, maybe, but not everyone is a dreamer. And even if you're a dreamer, still doesn't mean that it's gonna happen. Who are the people, though, that go after their dreams, right? This is what I'm trying to really, really break down. Who are the people that will make it happen? Because those are the people that I want to work with. I don't want to work, because I've gone super back and forth about, do I want to be a dream coach or do I want to be a career coach? Because that seems a lot easier than being a dream coach. And I'm like, no, because what I do to me isn't just a career. It's my dream. Not necessarily coaching. I mean, it is my dream now, but my mermaiding passion isn't just a career. In fact, it's not. It's a career, but it's not like very much of a full-time career. You know, it's more of like a hobby career is why it's my dream. But then mermaiding has then escalated into me coaching. And then if I, over time, am able to manifest this as a full business, I mean, a full empire, that right there is a dream. And that right there is also a career, right? But this is a dream. This isn't just like hopping from a 9-to-5 job to a career of your dreams. And that's why I don't want to coach people who just want to switch their 9-to-5 job to another 9-to-5 job, because that's a career coach, in my opinion. A dream coach is somebody who helps people execute their ultimate dream. Whether that's, you know, gonna happen overnight or whether it starts out as a hobby but manifests to more, it's your dream. This is what you want to do, and I can guarantee I can get you on the path to it. I can't guarantee that it's going to happen overnight, but I can at least get you on the right path, you know? So this is what I've really broken down is, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to be a dream coach, and the people that I want to work with are people who, you know, are going to execute their dream and not just bounce careers. And I realized the people who do this are entrepreneurs, because that's what I am. And when I looked back at everyone who I had worked with as practice clients who stuck out to me the most as the people that I wanted to work with, they were all entrepreneurs chasing their ultimate dream. So I feel like, okay, I finally figured this out. I think. I still don't know if I'm niched down enough. I feel like I might need to break down the genders and the ages still. It's a slow, long, drawn-out process. I feel like it shouldn't be this hard, but it kind of is, because especially when you're trying to figure out who you really want to work with, you have to make this really granular and break down, okay, what is it like working with these people? I need to try it for a couple months, see how it goes, who sticks around, who backs out because they just, you know, they don't want to do it or like they think it's too expensive. You have to really, really, really break it down. Anyway, then you have to figure out how to target those people and yada yada. This is why I want to work with entrepreneurs. Because being an entrepreneur is not for the faint of heart. It's not. And I've always heard this, that you never work harder in your life doing as many jobs as you can handle on your plate than you work being an entrepreneur and working for yourself. Which is funny, right? Because this is what people want to be an entrepreneur for, is the freedom of it. What freedom? Like, I'm genuinely asking, what freedom? At what point? Even when you get big enough to hire your own employees, then you become like the CEO of your own company. And then again, what freedom? It's your own company. You are officially in charge of it all. Like, and it's just kind of funny because I say this all the time. I feel like, God bless people who don't have this ambition. If you are content just working a 9-to-5 job, like, literally, hats off to you, because I can't do it. I can't. I'm sick of working 9-to-5 jobs. I can't do it. That was a huge, huge reason as to why I started my own business. And I'm going to talk a lot more about this in future episodes, but this is like my introduction to, okay, this is where I'm headed now. Is I am an ultimate dream coach, and I help entrepreneurs build their dream business. That is my new mission. People who... I think people who either are in the process of not knowing where to, and I might need to break this down further more when I also get along a little bit further, but right now I want to try working with people who want to start their entrepreneurial business, but I need to feel you out first on a discovery call, make sure you are like a legit entrepreneur, because if you're not, can't deal with it. But if you guys are like wannabe, or not wannabe, but you are entrepreneurs at heart who want to start your own business, I completely understand the feeling of just not knowing where to start. I completely understand that, and I'm more than happy to help you out with that. I also understand the point of just feeling really stuck and where you're at with your business once it's going and not knowing what to do next. I completely get that too. I do. So basically, this, as I'm saying right now, I feel like this is kind of where I'm at. This is why I'm like, it goes both ways, trying to figure out exactly where I'm trying to niche as I'm going. Which, kind of ironically, I do feel like is a little bit ballsy to just put out there myself and say, like, this is where I'm at. But I also want to keep it real, because I know that the fact that I'm struggling with where exactly my niche lies does not have anything to do with my coaching. I will be more successful when I figure out my exact niche, as, you know, with getting clients, so knowing exactly who I'm working with and seeing patterns as time goes. But my coaching, I feel like, still works in the same way. So I'm comfortable coming out and saying this, and I really like to just keep it real with you guys that this is where I'm at. We're all in the trenches together, and we're going to get through this one way or another. And I think it's also really, really important to find people who are in the same boat as you, whether you're just starting your business or you're also kind of stuck in where you're at with your business, saying like, look, this is where I want to go. Together, we're going to get through this. We're going to rise up together. One day, I mind you, we're all going to be on a yacht together talking about how we started out here in the trenches. Next thing you know, you're floating on a yacht in the Bahamas. Okay, in Bali. How about Bali? That sounds better than the Bahamas to me. We're going to get there. If you are interested in booking a free discovery call with me to get started on your journey today of following your own dreams and building your dream business, you can book a free discovery call with me. The link will be in the description below. You can also follow me on almost any social media platform at Make Waves Coach and also at Mermaid Cassandra with a K, as I am a professional mermaid and that was my dream. You can also check out my podcast, Make Waves, Mermaid Cassandra, every place podcasts are found. I will be back soon with so much more. Go out there and make waves. Mwah.